there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Today we have flying with us someone from Southampton who now lives in LA and is the very nicely dressed lead singer of The Vaccines, who are currently on tour all over the world, including the UK this summer, and are just the best live. Definitely worth booking tickets soon. All info on their website. Chow down on your panini. Pull down the window blind. It's Justin Young. This is the final boarding call for Justin Young. This is the final boarding call for Justin Young. Justin Young, this is the final boarding call for Justin Young. Justin, 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 Justin Young. Justin Young, Justin Young. Thank you. Oh my God, look who we've got on board. Justin Young, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you? Yeah,
thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure.
Gave you a window seat.
In economy, though.
Yeah, well, there's no economy on Alan Air. It's all first class. And thank you for commenting on my silk shirt.
It's a beautiful shirt.
Yeah. Do I look like a darts player, be honest?
Not at all. You look like a very wealthy darts player.
Oh, yeah. Thank
you. Or a darts player on holiday. No, I think it's a beautiful shirt. I've been eyeing one up myself, a similar one up myself.
Oh, yeah. It comes in XXXXL if you need it. I mean, I'm at that age now where I wore a tracksuit the other day and I look like Elton John.
You know? I've tried to make tracksuits work a few times. I think for some people they work and others they just don't.
Well, yeah. Talk me through your outfit. That's a lovely brown suit.
Do you like it? It's from a Parisian brand.
I was going to say charity shop, but I meant it in a really nice way.
You probably can. I mean, honestly, they probably found something similar in a charity shop and then stuck a couple of zeros on the end. But I imagine there is something very similar to this in multiple charity shops up and down, you know, wherever we... Maybe.
We're in the air, aren't we? Try and keep up, Justin, love. So tell us, where was you born and where did you go on holiday when you were a kid? Was it New Forest?
Yeah, I was born in Southampton, which is like the nearest general hostel, but grew up in the New Forest. And I think as many people did, and probably still do, just drove 3 hours down the road, 100 miles down the road to Cornwall for 3 weeks in August most years. And that was like our summer holiday.
Oh, yeah. Was it lovely?
It was lovely, actually. You can surf and you can sail and sit on the beach all day. Yeah, it was. Lots of like happy memories. Well, it's funny. I guess we'll get into all this sort of stuff. I was actually talking to my dad about it on the weekend, saying how like I suppose like, I have a bit more wanderlust and maybe a bit more of a larger sense of adventure when it comes to holidays now and stuff. But like looking back, it was a sort of... yeah, like very like magical time.
It was when you look back, and it always felt like it was sunny.
Yes.
And I bet it weren't. But I mean, you always felt, oh, it was sunny, it was happier times.
Well, my parents always said Cornwall was a microclimate, but I'm not sure if that's true.
Is it really true?
Oh. Well, the Isles of Scilly or something, right? That's like genuinely a kind
of... That's where Kate and Wills go on holiday.
It's probably frowned upon for them to do too many holidays abroad, you know.
I know, yeah. Listen, so have you ever had a lads holiday? Have you ever gone to Ibiza or Magaluf or Ayanapa?
Well, a few lads holidays. And actually, I know that one of the questions you were going to ask me was, what's the worst holiday I've ever been on?
Oh, was it on a lads?
It was a lads holiday. And it was actually like the last lads holiday. It was the kind of final nail in the coffin. It was kind of, everyone was in their late 20s. A few of them were starting to think about having families and stuff. And it took a lot to convince everybody to sign up to this holiday. And as a result, it was a kind of last minute thing. And so we all agreed upon Tulum in Mexico, but booked our hotel about a month before we went, which was New Year's Eve. And the only hotel available was this like nudist hotel, which was other than populated solely by German men and women in their 60s and 70s, all swapping room keys. Actually not a terrible hotel, but it had a communal... a swimming pool that adjoined that was attached to all the rooms. And as I was flying from Mexico City to wherever you fly to Tulum, I started to feel very, very hot, as is often the case when visiting Mexico. And by the time I got to this hotel, it developed into a full-blown fever and dysentery. And then
You were feeling hot. No, I wasn't feeling hot. There's going to be a load of naked Germans.
But I spent.
I was like, oh, hello.
They were very perturbed by our sort of presence as well, because I think they realized pretty quickly that we were very careful not to make them feel any more uncomfortable than you
did
could
you
just
take
by
your clothes off
once in the swimming pool, but not a good idea when you've got, you know, stomach issues.
No.
And I spent New Year's Eve throwing up.
Oh yeah. No.
And it was the last lads holiday we ever went on.
Oh, God.
And about five of us, of the 10 of us, got it as well.
It's always the wrong people who go nude, isn't it?
Yeah.
And every time I was on a nudist beach once, I wasn't naked. But this woman, every time I looked over, she was bending over, putting in a swing ball. And it was like, it was almost like she waited deliberately. Oh, and I mean, if ever I was going to turn back to being heterosexual, never on that beach.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure it's the kind of place you go to fall in love. I have sort of, they love them in Europe, don't they? They're sort of, I think there's kind of a section of every, feels at least like there's a section of every.
In Brighton,
Greek or
there's
Italian.
A gay nudist beach.
Is there really?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really. Not really.
Because I picked up my two goddaughters and I went, come on, let's go to the beach. Well, I took them down that end. Oh my God. What's that man doing? I was like, come on, this way. I mean, it was disgusting.
Do you have to be gay to be on the gay nudist beach?
Well,
it's not a sexual thing being nude on a beach, is it?
Well, it is if you've got an erection.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, these men were like cruising.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 And where better to do it than on the beach?
I know, yeah. Lovely, isn't it? All over the pebbles. That's disgusting. Can I talk about Tulum?
Yes.
I went there in 1999 when I was a backpacker.
Yeah.
And we spent $1 on a hut out there. And I told my friend, they went, oh, I want to go back to Mexico. I said, I want to go to Mexico. I said, oh my God, you've got to go to Tulum because you've got that Inca thing. I didn't know it's like built up now. She went, are you taking the piss when she came back? Because I'd only been there, you know, just this little hut and you've got the gorgeous sunsets.
Well, I think like it kind of grew out of that. And I think we went about 10 years ago now and we kind of got it like just on the turn. And I think if we'd been there like 5 years before, it still would have been like maybe how people describe Costa Rica now or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it definitely was like pretty built up. Not particularly. I love Mexico as well. It's like one of my favorite places in the world, but didn't like Tulum at all. No, and I don't think I would have done even if I was at, you know, full strength, full health.
So where do you like in Mexico? Do you like Mexico City?
Love Mexico City. I think it's one of the best cities in the world. Yeah. I think the people there are just amazing. And we've been lucky enough to play there and Guadalajara and where else? Monterrey and Juarez even. Mm. And every time we've been, it's just been like an amazing place.
Oh, wonderful. A very warm welcome on board to everyone today. We are operating a very special nudist flight to Tulum. In the event of an emergency, a penis will fall down from the sky. Please grab hold of it and tug on it. Please tug your own penis before tugging someone else's. Thank you.
Are you quite adventurous when you go abroad? Will you eat, like, crickets and, like...
Yeah, well, they put crickets in their guacamole there, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I don't like going places and then like turning your nose up. I think it's important. To, and people do that, don't they? Not always necessarily like consciously, but people are a little bit, I suppose, a trepidation.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to try and, you know.
Of course.
Sample the local delights.
So what's the worst thing you've had in your mouth?
A cobra. Yeah.
Was it live?
It was dead, but that didn't make it.
I sleep with my mouth open.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I did this TV show in Indonesia, like a kind of travel show, and they took me to this kind of little hut on the side of the road, and they were like, we're now going to feed you local delicacies, but we're not going to tell you what they are. And then I ate this thing, and they were like, haha, it was cobra. And I was like, where did you find the cobra? And they like pointed the paddy field across the road.
Oh, no.
And then they were like, come and have a look. And I went into the kitchen, they opened this big freezer, and there was just like a curled up cobra with half of its sort of tail missing.
Oh God, what did cobra taste like?
Not the sort of thing you'd eat twice. But it was like, you know, deep fried and kind of spicy and everything.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was...
They try and hide the texture, don't they, really? Yeah. I mean, cobra, my God.
What's the worst thing you've had in your mouth? The
worst thing I've had in my mouth? What, human or animal?
Well, your choice.
I mean, it's probably, I had crickets when I was in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah.
My nan made me a tongue sandwich up in Newcastle. Yes. And I said, what's this in the sandwich? She went, it's tongue. I went, yeah, but what is it? Tongue. I was like, what? The cow's tongue in between two. And I don't think there was any pickle in it. It was like getting off with myself.
I think tongue, there are various parts of cows that are considered delicacies, aren't there? I'm sure tongue in certain parts of the world, Newcastle perhaps.
Yeah, Newcastle is a delicacy, tongue.
Yeah.
Testicles. I've had testicles in my mouth. Sweetbreads.
Yeah.
That's what he called
them. As have I.
No,
as have I, yeah. Where, why?
I had it in Buenos Aires.
Okay, yeah.
And, I mean, we went there and the sweetmeats, and I put them in my little napkin on my lap, and the man kept thinking I was loving them, so gave me more. It was becoming like a Bush Tucker trial. I was like, no more balls in my mouth, please.
They call them, there's buffalo balls you can get in like Denver, Colorado, and I think they call them like Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, I've heard no prairie oysters.
Is that prairie oysters?
Yes.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We've got some information for the lady in row F who ordered the cobra. Good news and bad news. We found the cobra now because it slid off the trolley. We found the cobra. Bad news is the customer is now inside the cobra. Yes, it's eaten her. I hope this hasn't caused you any inconvenience. Thanks for flying, Alan. Goodbye. Cross check.
Have you ever had a holiday romance? I mean, come on, you're in like this rock band. I mean, I bet it's like Fanny for breakfast, Fanny for lunch, Fanny for tea.
Well, not
maybe
that.
Maybe a ball bag for meeting out.
Not that I've ever experienced. But I think when I was really young.
Come on.
What?
You must have had a holiday romance.
Oh, holiday romance. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Not tour romance. I don't think I've had a tour
romance.
No, that's
good. You've got to be professional, haven't you?
Yeah. The, I mean, like when I was, you know, like... From the ages of like 10 to 16, every summer there was like a holiday romance.
Well, that's nice, isn't it?
But I don't think I've had... You know, there's sort of like every summer there's like a Calvin Harris song about a sort of like summer romance or something like that.
Yeah.
And I've never had one of them. Never like fallen in love in Ibiza or anything. Have you?
We see, I'm older than you. I mean, we used
to... Yeah, but that doesn't mean you can't have a holiday
romance.
No,
but I mean, you're saying these Calvin Harris songs. It was like, when I was... It was Wigfield. Do you remember Saturday? You'd come home and everyone would know the dance. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then the Macarena. And you're like, wow, I love this song.
But she wasn't specifying where the Saturday night was she? So
no, she wasn't. Yeah. Naughty Wigfield. Yes.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face.
Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel any time.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Samsung, Expedia, and Sephora. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
So that's, okay, so you haven't had that. Where is the loveliest place you've been?
The loveliest place I've been is, and I've been lucky enough to go to some really nice places. The loveliest place I have paid to go, and I saved up for a really long time. I was like, you know, because I also think that a big part of going on holiday is like, there's this like tantric 6 months leading up to it where it's like almost as good as the holiday.
Yes.
And you're convincing yourself in that period that experiences are worth more than possessions and everything. Yeah. You know, you're really like, I stayed in this hotel called the Aman Puri in Phuket.
I've stayed at an Aman one in Morocco. Beautiful.
Once you go Aman, you can't go back.
I know. Honestly, yeah, yes. Yeah.
They call them Aman junkies. And I think that like,
That one in the desert in America?
Well, that's the really Instagram. Like Kendall Jenner's there every week, isn't she?
Yes.
Aman Giri.
I'm saving up for that one.
That's like, isn't that like 20 grand a night?
I know,
ridiculous.
That is insane.
But
I saw a travel log, it does look amazing, but 20 grand, that has to be pretty amazing, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then there's like, you know, extras on top of that.
Can you imagine a load of new Germans turned up there when you paid all that money? Can you imagine that?
Ugh. I know. But yeah, that sort of made me feel like a tech billionaire. And every morning they put a little thing under your door saying like, what activity would you like to see this morning? Mm. And one day I said like, oh, I'd like to do five-a-side football. Mm. Cause it was like a thing you could tick. And they came to me and they said, sir, there aren't really any other guests that want to play five-a-side football. Are you sure you want to play it? And I was like, yeah. And so they had to find 9 staff to play five-a-side football with me on the beach. And they did willingly. Yeah.
Have you ever holidayed with a famous person? We've had Beyonce on here. We've had Jeremy Kyle. We have had David Dickinson. We've had Madonna turned up on a horse. Who have you holidayed with?
I have holidayed with.
It doesn't have to be on the same holiday, but they've been at the hotel.
Do you know what? Actually, do you know who I saw on my flight the other day?
Who?
Just to preface it with BA, commercial, in economy. He was in the exit row, Leo DiCaprio. Yeah.
No yes. way. Are you sure
on
it
my
was him?
On my mother's life. He came in with a pussy posse or whatever they're called. I swear to you. And it was London to Nice and it was during...
He was in economy?
Yes, in an exit row. And I don't know if it was some sort of performative thing because I know he's like big on, you know, like saving the planet and everything. Maybe his assistant had just like, there were no jets to charter. Yeah. I don't know. But it was during Cannes and it was London to Nice and he got on and he still wears his like mask and his hat, you know?
Yes,
And his like combat, you know, and I was like, it's Leo, it's definitely Leo. And then I was behind him in customs and he like had to pull down his mask and everyone was getting really excited. And then when we got to the carousel, he'd gone and he had a bunch of assistants getting everything. And there were a few other people on that flight, like of note, but he was like obviously the most, I just couldn't believe he not only flies commercial, but flies economy.
Have you seen that picture of Madonna on EasyJet? She's sitting on EasyJet.
No.
She's got row A. She's 1A, not, like, of course. Not, yeah, near, yeah, the, yeah, toilet, yeah, at, yeah, the back, yeah, you know, yeah, like, yeah, asking for some Pringles. Yeah.
I think the first row on EasyJet's actually quite nice.
I like, yeah, EasyJet. Yeah. I do. Yeah, I like EasyJet, I do. Yeah. I do. I'm, yeah, normal, just like everyone, yeah, else. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was thinking who I could text for the next, yeah, day or two.
I met him once at a party, but I was dressed as a woman. You know, I thought it'd be funny.
So I bet he quite liked you.
Well, he likes younger women, and he doesn't like old.
Allegedly.
I mean, you can, yeah, imagine the kind of woman, yeah, I look like. And then, and I thought, oh, shit, why have I come dressed as a woman? And I went out, I was drunk, so I went over and said, oh, I guess I'm really a man. He went, no, he was chatting to me, but I was like, this, I really wish I was dressed as a man.
Yeah, because, yeah, so he'd take me seriously.
Yeah, you know, as I handed my CV over to him, yeah, to get in one of his films. But then I was watching on a plane, Wolf of Wall Street. I think I've said this before, and the woman served me just when they were blowing cocaine up that woman's ass, yeah, and she looked at me like, excuse me? And I'm like, this is one of your films. I haven't brought a porno along. Yeah, yeah. I said, can you pop this in?
Like, watching it on your laptop.
But yeah, it was on the screen. It was.
Do you not find, though, that whenever you're watching a movie on a plane and, like, a sex scene comes on, you're like, you have to, like, look away so the person next to you doesn't think you're a pervert or something?
I know, and then the, yeah, tray shoots up. Yeah. Boing! And then you're tasered and you're banned.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear. So, listen, you live in America, is that right?
I have been living in LA for the last couple of years, but I'm sort of living out my suitcase at the moment. Oh. Back off, sort of on tour for the... But, yeah, LA for the last couple of years. Yeah.
So, tell me, I've been to LA a few times. Yes. Give me some little hints and places to go, because people listen if they're going on holiday to LA. Is it like a nice bar or a nice place? Because on the album, was it Anonymous in Los Feliz?
Yeah, Los Feliz.
Where's that?
That is sort of, if you're looking at the Hollywood sign, it's kind of below it and then to the right. It's
Why
kind
did
of,
you pick that place to write
Well,
about?
I was living there. And it sounds nice as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You see a lot of celebs there. It's a good, that's a good celeby. Celeb
and isn't there that house that they used in Blade Runner?
Yes.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think the best food in LA is all Mexican and Korean. It's like an amazing Korea town. Korean barbecue. Amazing sort of Mexicans all over. I'm trying to think about bars.
Well, no, or just places.
Do you know, my favorite bar and place to go in LA is the bar at Sunset Tower. Have you ever been there?
No.
Really, really nice. Kind of like stepping back in time a bit. Like amazing.
Is it the one that's like a cylinder almost?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And I think there's a photo of Marilyn Monroe eating there.
They've got those sort of like clap that you have in kind of American brasserie bar things, like black and white photos of like starlets and stuff, you know.
Oh,
but it's
very,
it's like
Hollywood.
You can sort of suspend disbelief when you go in there. And there's like an amazing, you kind of feel like you're stepping back in time a bit. It's like amazing view of LA. And there's no, like, you don't have to be a guest to drink there. Like, anyone can go in there.
Oh, that's nice. I'm going to try that. I've never been there. Yeah. Been everywhere else, love.
You know who I saw when I was in there last time eating lunch was Al Pacino. Oh. Yeah, good one, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that beats my Jane McDonald having a meal deal. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because you know, like the Ivy in its day. Do you remember someone went up to Al Pacino at the Ivy and asked for a selfie in London? I mean, proper cringe. I mean, that takes some balls.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Can you imagine saying to Al mid-meal, can I have a selfie?
But have you not seen the, like, there's that, it like went viral like about 6 months ago of this kind of open top tour van going through LA, and then they just spot Al Pacino on a walk, and they're like, Al Pacino, and he's like, hey guys, and he like stops and has a chat with them for a while.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I've said this before, but I was very hungover on Sunset Boulevard. Where's that place with the tequila and the plastic palm trees? Oh, and I was so minging, and you know, when you just have to have a pint the next day. I was sitting there on the bench outside because no one knows who I am over there. Oh, my God, the tour bus comes. And oh, my God, look, a Alan Carr. I was like, oh, shit. And everyone had the camera. I mean, I'm there next to this inflatable palm tree. I look like shit having a pint. I wouldn't mind if I was in a
at like 10 a.m.
Yeah, like that proper Weatherspoons vibes. And I wouldn't mind if I was in like my £10 million house. Go away. I'm like, oh, shit. Look, a selling car. Having a pint.
You probably made their day.
I probably did. It's called the Alan Carr effect.
Yeah.
What gets your goat when you're staying in a hotel? Smoky rooms, loud rooms, skiddy on the hotel towel. Do you like all of those? Yes, I'll have it. Yes, I love this room.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of any of these things, but I am.
No, I mean, that was negatives. No, I'm not a pervert.
No, I'm just trying to think. Not much. I think, like, I'm sure you're the same, but, like, we're lucky to travel for work, and so lucky enough to spend nights in lots of hotels on tour and all that sort of stuff.
But
Not always the best. And so you become quite particular. So then I think when you go on holiday, there are just, like, certain things where you're like, oh, it'd be nice to have that rather than... You know, I'm actually quite simple. I quite like a well-stocked minibar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So then you can, you know, get a bit naughty in your room.
Yes.
Yeah, when you first check in. I don't know, I'm not... So I do think good service, when they're really polite and really, like, friendly and they remember your name at reception and stuff, I always think that's really nice.
Can I say about the minibar, I got fucked over by this minibar. I fancied a drink and I couldn't be bothered to put my glasses on. So I was looking and... It was one of those weight-sensitive ones.
Oh, and they got them in Vegas.
So I took out the wine, I looked at it, popped it back, took the other wine out. I go there, $200. I'm like, you what? And drank any of it.
Yeah. Where was that?
That was in Canada.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, but because I lifted them all out and then I held up like the massive bag of Maltesers or whatever they were, looking at the thing, putting them back. I took everything out of the thing and they thought I wasn't even pissed. I was still
also
hungry.
What are they expecting you to do? Sort of like remove a Malteser and put the pack back. So that's what I don't like, is when a hotel treats their guests like suspiciously or something. Like, you know, every now and again you go to a hotel and like the minibar's free and you just feel like they go that extra mile to make you feel really special. I think that's really nice.
Well, I hate that bit where you say, you come from a long flight. Can I have your credit card? Well, let me just go up and go to the toilet. And they'll come out. No, we need it now. As if I'm going to chain myself to the bed. You'll never get my money. My credit card details are on the bloody system. When I bought, no, I'm not. As if, what am I going to do in there? Push the bed up against the door. Do you know what I mean? That's rude and it's insulting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, trust. Do you know what someone did to me last night in our hotel, actually?
No, what?
Took the Do Not Disturb sign off my door.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Captain Chaos. I wonder if they went and did it along the whole corridor, maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh, was you woken up then?
No, I just woke up and it wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. Not your best anecdote, but...
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Not as good as your Leonardo DiCaprio story. I'm just putting that out there.
It's true. It's haunted, okay? It's a haunted hotel.
I can see it's affected you really badly.
Yeah.
No, but that's naughty.
It is naughty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I stole one from another door.
Ha!
And got it back.
Look at you beating the system. Yeah. So how did you find, as an Englishman, living in LA?
Well,
it's an odd place.
It is an odd place.
Because sometimes they don't take you, sometimes they do.
It is an odd place. I'm not sure they took to me. I'm not sure I took to them. I do love it there. Like, I love that you've got, like, the mountains and the beach and the weather and the desert. And I think, like, growing up, you know, on a diet of American pop culture, we are all so excited when we get off the plane there, aren't we? Like, that, you know, like, that street, that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And the food's amazing and everyone's kind of interesting and beautiful and weird. But I do... I would often find that the best nights out I was having, or the best, most deep and meaningful conversations I was having, were with my friends who were visiting and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So I struggle with it sometimes.
Because this album is, you said, is about you losing, the American dream, losing...
Well, yeah, I suppose, like, yeah, kind of coming to terms with not just the American dream, but maybe just disillusionment as a whole, really.
Mm.
Getting older, I don't know.
Oh, how old are you?
How old do I look?
Don't play this game. No. I've no idea. You're ageless.
Thank you. I'm 36. Yeah.
Oh, you don't look 36.
Thank you very much.
How old do you think I am?
don't,
because I look older. How much do I weigh?
Which one do you want me to answer first?
Both.
How tall are you?
Don't look at my BMI. Honestly, my BMI, I am in the deep red. My BMI, basically, having a shit could kill me. Don't guess my weight.
I'm not going to guess your weight out loud.
You're judging me on the inside.
Yeah.
No. So you're a bit disillusioned.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But don't you think that, like... I think that's life, isn't it? Never really knowing if you're running to something or from something.
That's, oh my God, that's really good. Yeah. That's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think as you get older, you do, don't you, start questioning things.
I'd be happier if I was over there. And then you get over there and then you're like, oh, maybe I was happier where I was.
Oh, everyone. Yeah. I think that's, everyone feels a bit like that. Where am I supposed to be? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you also lived in New York.
Yes.
So you must love America. Because we had Tom Allen on here, the comedian, and me and him both at 21, not together because he's younger than me, we both left our towns, Bromley and Northampton, and went to go to New York because we were so intoxicated with how amazing it would be. But no, we went at 18. That was it, 18, actually. Couldn't drink.
Yes.
And we just ended up walking up and down Broadway, and I think he spent a lot of the time in this Starbucks, and I was just in a youth hostel. And I don't really know what we don't really know what we went there for, but we just thought it would be fabulous, but it wasn't. But I mean, I think that's because you grow up New York, city that doesn't sleep. Go there, it's amazing. But we were too young at 18. I mean, we saved up and went.
But I guess that's like people from Wisconsin coming here, being like, Paddington Bear, like the Queen, like, and then like getting an Airbnb in Willesden or something, yeah. Right?
Have you seen that Instagram of the people near Eros when they open the window and they look out? Oh my, it is not like that. I mean, some of this, they're going to be so disappointed. The woman opens the window overlooking Eros. Where the hell could that be? On Shaftesbury Avenue. There is like flamingos, there's like a unicorn goes by, everything, what, there's no litter. Can you imagine if you've booked that hotel? You are going to be so disappointed.
I sometimes think that, like, it would be really nice to, well, of course it would be, but really nice to, like, live in St. James's or something and only ever, never leave Zone 1.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean,
wouldn't that be nice?
That?
Yeah.
That would be lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
And where are you going on tour? Are you doing any festivals this summer?
We are. I can't remember which ones have announced in the UK. Latitude. It's always fun.
Oh, I love Latitude. I've played Latitude.
Yeah, I imagine you probably have. It's like got a good like comedy lineup every year.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah. Where else are we playing? A Lindus Farm, some like kind of witchy festival up in the northeast.
Oh.
I can't remember where else. I probably should be better at this.
You're 100 years old. Where do you want to be in the world? You've got facilities and your faculties. There's a toilet, a tea's made, but you're also not going round the bend. Where do you want to be, love?
Do you know what? I actually, this is going to sound very depressing, but hopefully still living in a big city. I think big cities keep you young. I think they, like, the people I know in their kind of 80s, 90s who still live in big cities still seem kind of 10, 20 years younger than I think people who end up in the middle of nowhere with nothing really to like challenge them. So, maybe, you know, London, New York, LA.
Yeah.
What about you, Alan?
Well, I'd like to move to New York, to be honest. I had such a lovely time.
When you were 18.
When I was like, I feel... yeah, 47 years ago. And no. I tell you what you should do. Just at the end, when I say the end, you should say how old I look and how much you think I weigh, and then just run out the door. 72, 80 stone. Come back.
We're about to start our descent into Hollywood. If you look to the left, you'll see Al Pacino looking cool as fuck striding down the street. And if you look to your right, you'll see Alan Carr dribbling, stinking of tequila, clinging onto an inflatable palm tree. Thank you.
Okay, so we're about to start our descent, so we've got time now for a quick fire round.
Okay, oh God.
Tea bag or tequila?
A tea bag.
Tea bag. Mile high or I'm too shy?
I'm too shy.
Oh, okay. Nudist or not on your nelly? Do you have a skinny dip? Oh, you did at the Tulum with the Germans.
Yeah. Not again.
Not again. Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to prison?
Oh, I'd rather go to prison.
Unbelievable. Last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you tip or do you go, fuck you, I'll never see you again?
No, tip 'em.
In America, you've got to tip. They hate it if you don't tip.
Have I got just time to a gripe that
my
I don't
God,
like
yes,
it?
Yes, you go for it.
I do get triggered by the iPad when they spin the iPad and you've got to tip them for the coffee now.
I'm going to sound like such an arsehole here, but when they put that charity there and you're like, what's the charity? 30p for charity? I'm like, what charity? I do say no. No, I feel like I've punched a tramp or something, but I just say no. Alan Carr, no. I hate charities, says TV funny man. No, but I date that. What's that charity? Tell me what the charity is. I might pay 30p. Oh, anyway, too tired.
Do you ever do that when they come around on BA? Do you ever give your pennies to...
No, not really. No. Oh, God, you're making me sound like Ebenezer Scrooge. I think we've landed now on the plane. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Justin, you sweetheart, you. The vaccines are currently on tour with the Kooks across the state. Then they're off to Australia. They're returning to the UK. Then we're doing Latitude and get this, supporting Kings of Leon at Hyde Park. Whoop, whoop. Get all the info on their website. Thanks so much for flying Alan Air. And don't you forget, life, beat,